HarperCollins presents The Three Sisters of Victory Walk by Annie Groves. Read by Alex Tregear. For Kate and Teresa, for all their help and trust, there would be no Three Sisters without them. Chapter 1. August 1939.
Ugh, I hate it. My hair's filthy. It doesn't matter how I cover it up.
Daisy Harrison threw down the square of cotton that she wore as a headscarf.
You'll have to lend me some of your shampoo, Clover. I've used mine up, having to wash it so often.
She flung herself onto a ladder-back chair that stood on one side of the big kitchen table. Her sister raised her eyebrows.
That's the third time this week. You'll just have to get used to it, and don't think I'm going to keep giving you my special shampoo every time you ask. I need it as well, you know.
Daisy scowled.
Can't think why. It's not as if you go anywhere. Well, neither do you, and you're too young to go out anyway. Girls, girls.
Their mother, Patience, always known as Patty, came in through the back door from the yard.
Can you at least try not to argue the minute you get home? I've been on my feet all day too, in case you've forgotten.
Clover, be a love and put the kettle on. I'm parched. Clover turned to do as her mother asked, but stuck her tongue out at her younger sister as she did so. Daisy sat up straighter, ready to respond, but then caught the look on her mother's face and decided against it. She slumped back and scuffed her feet against the worn linoleum.
I wish I'd never started work in that horrible factory, she complained. There's nothing but dust everywhere. Or if it's not dust, it's little flecks of cotton which stick to you. Oh, look!
She held up her arm.
I'm covered in them.
Patty smiled indulgently at her youngest daughter. Yes, but you'll be able to buy the clothes you're making at a bargain price. You'll like that. Besides, you know you have to work somewhere. We can't afford to have you sitting around doing nothing, young lady. Daisy scowled, knowing that her mother had a point. She didn't fancy sitting around being bored, and the clothing factory had seemed like the best choice, but she hadn't reckoned on all the discomforts of actually doing the job.
That dust makes me itch,
she said crossly, rubbing her wrists beneath the cuffs of her summer jacket. It could be worse, said her mother, gratefully accepting the cup of tea from her middle daughter. You aren't out in all weathers now, are you?
And you don't even have to deal with customers, Clover pointed out. We had some real old sourpusses in today. One wanted to know why we didn't have any Swedes. I said to her, you do know it's August, don't you? But she just stared at me like it was my fault. There's no pleasing some people.
True, said Patty. But she didn't rush to add any examples of her own. She valued her job at the greengrocer's around the corner and never liked to cause trouble. Many a time she had quietly wondered if she'd done the right thing, getting Clover to work there alongside her. She knew the girl wanted more excitement, but a job was a job, and the pay wasn't too bad. They were lucky that the owner, old Mr. Morton, trusted them to get on with running the place and didn't interfere. However, she knew Clover didn't share her own love of the produce. What Patty would have asked for, if granted just one wish, would be for a good-sized garden where she could grow her own fruit and vegetables. How she would have enjoyed that, and the sight of her family's faces as she fed them food grown by her own hand. She gave a short sigh. Fat chance of that ever happening. Nobody she knew had a garden. Not a proper one. Everybody had backyards, some bigger than others. That was a fact of life in Dalston. The terraces of houses weren't built for gardening. There was room for a washing line and maybe some pots if you were lucky. Anything more was just a dream. This was the East End of London, after all. Besides, Patty counted herself as lucky in many other ways. She loved their house. Even though it was near the main road that ran from Stanford Hill and beyond, all the way down to Liverpool Street and the city, the actual terrace of houses was called Victory Walk, with no traffic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?